From IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, February 6th. Coming up, we'll learn more about juvenile detention centers in Northern Illinois that were labeled non-compliant by the state in education and discipline. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. After taking a two-week break, Illinois lawmakers are back in Springfield today with some unfinished business to attend to. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Lawmakers left the Capitol last month without voting on how members of the Chicago Board of Education should be elected during this year's general elections. At the same time, Governor J.B. Pritzker says he is waiting on lawmakers to come up with a spending bill to help Chicago address its migrant crisis. It is unclear when either of those measures will come up this legislative session. Workers' rights groups are also meeting with lawmakers this week to outline their legislative priorities. That includes abolishing the subminimum wage for tipped workers statewide and establishing a $300 child tax credit for families in financial need. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign Senate approved a new master's degree yesterday in game development. Emily Hayes has more.
Students will complete projects for real clients in internships and classes as they learn coding, art, and storytelling. Judith Pintar is a professor in the U of I School of Information Sciences. She helped design the degree and says it's a necessary edge in a competitive industry.
What we anticipate is students in our master's program, after interning in a game studio, are very likely to be hired by that studio. So they enter this program, they get the connections, they build the soft skills, they have the internship, which rolls into a job.
The Board of Trustees and the State Board of Higher Education still have to approve the new degree. Pintar says the first students would start in the fall or in the spring of 2025. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
The Fighting Illini women's basketball team lost in overtime on the road last night against the Purdue Boilermakers 77-72. Illinois senior forward Kendall Bostic led the team in scoring with 24 points and added 15 rebounds despite the loss. The Illini now have an overall record of 10-11 and are 4-7 against Big Ten Conference opponents. Illinois returns home on Thursday, February 8th to play the Northwestern Wildcats at 6 p.m. Still to come, we'll learn more about juvenile detention centers in Northern Illinois that were labeled non-compliant by the state of Illinois. That story is next on 217 Today.
Season 51 of Nova continues with new episodes throughout February. Episode 2 explores the mysterious origins of Easter Island. Next, Episode 3 takes viewers on a journey through three decades of engineering innovations that led to the rise of the Eiffel Tower. And Episode 4 tracks the revolutionary breakthrough that's unlocking the secrets of ancient DNA. Stream a new episode the first three Wednesdays in February with the PBS app. Visit your device's app store now to download the free PBS app.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. When kids are charged with a crime, while presumed innocent, they're sometimes detained at county juvenile detention centers while they wait for their case to be resolved. The centers are mandated to provide education. Peter Medlin reports on Northern Illinois centers labeled non-compliant by the state in education and discipline.
Every day, there are between 400 and 500 youth in county detention centers in Illinois. At the Winnebago County Juvenile Detention Center, youth reported that staff would shut off water access in a cell for extended periods as a precaution to disruptive behavior. Shutting off water in one room also affected the ones next to them, so a neighbor's behavior could limit others' water access too. Youth were sometimes confined in their cell for multiple days when state regulations limit confinement to a max of 4 hours. One kid only attended school at the center twice in the month of May because of behavioral reasons. That's according to the most recent Illinois Department of Juvenile Justice inspection report. These are a few reasons that the Winnebago County Juvenile Detention Center was classified as non-compliant in the areas of education, discipline, and mental health services in the 2023 inspection report. It's a 48-bed facility and one of 15 county-run juvenile detention centers in Illinois. The youth are typically between 15 and 17 years old, and the average length of stay is about a month. Debbie Jarvis is the Director of Court Services for the 17th Judicial Circuit Court, which covers Boone and Winnebago counties. Her role encompasses several divisions, including the detention center.
We have a fair amount of kids who may be detained, and then at the time of their detention hearing, they are released. So that could be within 2 days. But then we have kids who are in our detention facility for a very long period of time who might be pending on adult charges. Some of those kids could be in our detention facility for over a year.
With education, they follow a normal schedule, 5 days a week with at least 5 hours of instruction a day. They have three teachers and a full-time aide who are employees of Rockford Public Schools. But kids at the center are coming from many school districts across Winnebago and Boone counties. And with so many kids coming in and out of classes all the time, it makes curriculum complicated. And Jarvis says since this fall, they've been collaborating a lot more with Rockford Public Schools administrators to improve their education services. And she says they're also trying to completely change their approach to discipline to limit long-term confinement, which could mean missing classes. On the day of the Department of Juvenile Justice audit, 9 students were marked absent because of behavior.
What we have developed with the school district is that we have those kids not in the classroom, but working on educational material outside of the classroom. So the teachers are developing packets. And what we're working toward with the school district is making sure that those packets are as meaningful as they can be.
Jarvis says they also had some inconsistencies with marking some students as absent who weren't. The Winnebago County Center also received funding to hire 3 full-time therapists as of December. Jarvis says they're now leaning on mental health services instead of long-term confinement. The LaSalle County Juvenile Detention Center is a much smaller facility. It only has 16 beds, and that facility has been deemed non-compliant with discipline and education for the past 2 years. The 2023 Illinois Department of Juvenile Justice inspection audit notes several cases of 24-hour confinement. And since the facility requires youth to sleep in just shorts and t-shirts, many youth reported feeling cold at night. The center has 1 full-time teacher, and they have an endorsement to teach kindergarten through 9th grade. So because youth are typically older than that, most services they provide are outside of that endorsement, and the state recommends they hire someone with the correct endorsement. The audit also reports no clear services provided to students with individualized education plans or IEPs and little collaboration with Mendota High School, where youth are enrolled while at the center. Students have classes, write story reports based on the news, have physical education, and use Edgenuity, which is an online learning platform for credit recovery if students are behind. Chuck Goodwin is the Director of Court Services for the 13th Judicial Circuit, covering LaSalle, Grundy, and Bureau counties. He says they're also trying to step up mental health support, including bringing in a caseworker during the school day.
And what we're working towards is the last hour for 2 of those days when we normally have structure hour, he would be running a cognitive behavior program.
He says the center is working hard to resolve their special education issue, and they're trying to hire a paraprofessional educator, but are having issues filling the position. Starting in 2025, youth housed at county detention centers in Illinois will have another layer of oversight. A recent state law extended the jurisdiction of the Office of the Independent Juvenile Ombudsman to cover county detention centers. Previously, it had just covered juvenile prisons. Jennifer Volen-Katz is the executive director of the John Howard Association, a prison watchdog group that advocated for the legislation.
It is really about giving youth some place to go to access their rights, so that they can go outside of the department that's holding them in custody to seek recourse or report abuse, neglect, or anything else.
The office is also built to help families and loved ones of detained youth find information. Volen-Katz says that no matter how long someone is detained, whether hours, months, or longer, they should have a place to be heard and have their rights respected. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be patchy dense fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 47 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Emily Hayes, Colin Highslope, and Peter Medlin. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.